You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Massive Theatre Company are known for their physical devised theatre performances and free accessible workshops, especially for the youth. As someone who performed for Massive last year, I kept wondering during this time, how is physical theatre operating during this time of physical distancing? I sat in one of their Zoom workshops with the Massive Nui Ensemble, which is made up of young people aged from 15 to 24-ish. And so this is a clip of Jasper, Luke, Elsie and Claudia performing a little bit of Brilliant Things That Make Them Happy.
Brilliant things that make me happy. Preheated leftover mushroom risotto. My friends laughing, properly laughing.
Sunsets and sunrises. Two, praying. Three, doing little workouts during the day. Four, my little brother attempting to say my name. He's one, turning two, and calls me Ashi. My name's the easiest out of my family to say, so he randomly shouts it out now and then. Always makes me happy. Seven, mum's cooking and baking. Scones, banana cakes, cassava pudding, buns, creamy prawn, chicken stew, chicken and curry lamb. Chicken and lamb! Chicken and lamb curry.
Three, my pounamu, culture, mana, wairua, connection, whakapapa, belonging. I wear my pounamu with pride because I know I'm not only representing my whānau, but my long line of tipuna and my ancestors. At first, when I wore it around my neck, it felt like I was lifting weights. But now it has become a part of my body. It is molded to become my heart.
Brilliant things that make me happy. Number three, my family conversations. Listening and remembering where me and my family talk about the most random things. And it's brilliant in its own way.
Thank you to Jasper, Luke, Elsie and Claudia for that. You can watch it online at the Massive Facebook page. I also spoke to the director of Massive Theatre Company, Sam Scott, to understand how the theatre community is adapting and how to keep educating and supporting young people in theatre and creative arts during this time. I begin by asking Sam what Massive Theatre Company is.
So Massive Theatre Company is a theatre company, as the name suggests. We only make new work, buys or commission writers either here or internationally to make work for us and with us. We started off as a company just for young people, so emerging artists. Most people probably recognize that as a youth theatre. So originally it was for people aged between sort of 15 and 25. And then basically as those people sort of grew up and as Massive came clearer, I think, on some levels about who it was, what it did, how it did it. And as those people moved into the professional industry, they wanted to know if they could kind of continue or for that age group of sort of 14 to 25, are for free. Our Massive Nui Ensemble, which is an all-year-round ensemble for that same age group, that's for free. Our Director's Lab that we offer, that's for free. Our training tutors, that's for free.
On the accessibility kind of point, I really wanted to ask on obviously with being online now, how has Massive been adapting in terms of keeping that, you know, that very strong point still going?
I mean, we've had to let a few things go because we felt that working with brand new people in this forum might not be so conducive, although depending how long this goes on for, we'll probably reevaluate that actually, now that we've sort of had a lot of success, I think, in how we are working. So Massive Nui Ensemble, we switched that immediately to online. And last week we had a 5-day intensive. So that was, by that we mean working every day from about 10 to 4, 10 to 5. We sort of had to build up resilience around that initially. We probably worked till about 3 o'clock the first day, but then it got incrementally more every day. We've switched the Director's Lab to online platform, which is working really well as well. We've started up actually a new group called Curious Conversations and More with our more senior members, some of whom are scattered around the world because that's where they're working. People like Yula Kuale, who's been working in Hawaii with Hawaii 5.0. We had our first platform for that this week. We all kind of came together for a hui and just sort of connecting in and seeing what people were interested in pursuing. And we've decided we're sort of working on a writing project at the moment where everybody's creating some writing of some sort. And next week we'll come back online and share that and start to see where we might go with that. Mm. I'm doing an online forum with teachers on Monday where I'm going to share some of the ways that we've been working.
That's really exciting. Tell me more about that, because I know that I guess a lot of kids are going to be at home and that's the way they're going to be learning. So,
yeah, and I was a bit annoyed to see that NCEA had put out a directive kind of encouraging against devising because it said that, you know, didn't think it could be collaborative. And so I thought, well, rather than sort of spend a lot of time disputing that, I just thought I'll just make our process on offer to people who are keen to know more. So I have been contacting mainly through DramaNet and letting people know and basically just going, look, I'm going to have a Zoom forum on Monday at 3:30. Once you guys have finished school, whoever would like to come on board and discuss. And also they can, hopefully it will be an opportunity for them to share their own experiences and ideas with each other. So I'm all about, you know, it became very clear to me when we knew about this, the words creative curiosity, engagement, and connection were the kind of three things leading me in terms of what I wanted to encourage and allow. And I guess, you know, we're really lucky because we have a company of people. And so I just really wanted to make sure that those people stayed engaged, stayed connected, felt purposeful. And I wanted to, I think as well, I'm really wanting to sort of go, how can we keep the rigor in the work and the creative connectivity and the inspiration going? So that I was really amazed last week at the work, the standard of the work. You know, like I think probably when I first started, I was a bit like, oh, let's just see how this goes. Let's make sure everyone's having fun. Let's keep everyone together. And as we moved into the week, I just became clear that we could still kind of work with the same rigor and desire for sort of excellence that Massa works for on this platform. And they were really up for it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed sitting in and watching, because I remember, like, obviously the first time I came to Massa was like a few years ago, and I remember it's a very physical environment. You know, you're running around in a huge hall. And so obviously with being on Zoom the last week, the intensive, has this maybe inspired or shifted the way Massa might do things in the future, more online, or is it still very much... I mean, I love the running around in a hall, but, you know, is there going to be more of a, something new? Has this brought out some positive changes, perhaps?
I don't know about changes, but certainly other aspects. I mean, I think because we're a theatre company, and as long as theatre's, I mean, I'm certainly hoping that ability to do live theatre will come back, you know, and to be in a theatre will come back. And I still really value that running around in the hall and being, you know, in the flesh with everybody. But certainly, and it'll be interesting because we're going to produce some work from this, which will obviously come out in a video form. So I'll be interested to see what that's like, how people respond to that, because it certainly could be another arm of what we do. So I don't think it'll be so much replacing, it'll be more an addition to that. But I certainly think the way that we can connect in, because another thing that I've noticed over this time is a lot of international companies that we've worked with over the years, for one reason or another, have been in touch. And so we've been having a lot of, I've been having some Zoom sessions with them to, again, share work. So I think that desire to share, I think that desire to be generous, I think that desire to connect is all going to be of benefit. And I certainly hope we don't forget that when we just go, if we do go back kind of at least a sort of a version of what we were doing prior to. And I certainly, for one, will be wanting to encourage that and keep that going.
You know, everything is a bit up in the air until we kind of know where we're moving with the alert levels. So this might be a bit of a hard question to ask you, but you know, what do you think is going to happen with theatre, and what do you hope happens with theatre as we, you know, as we continue on the year, as we just keep going?
Yeah, good question. Well, what I hope is that we can return to being in theatres. So first and foremost, because I think the experience of what live theatre offers, or what live experiences offer, be it theatre, music, dance, whatever, I think are really precious, really, really precious experiences that cannot be duplicated elsewhere. So I certainly hope we can return to that. I'm not sure when we will be able to return to that, because I guess until a vaccine is found, that ongoing danger of sort of, it seems to be from what I'm reading and what I'm listening to, is that physical distancing is going to continue to be a reality in some shape or form for quite some time. I think until we have a vaccine, on and we in New Zealand feel it's been eradicated, which seems to be the government's desire. So I guess once those things have, whichever one happens first, we will be able to return to being together en masse in enclosed spaces.
Conversations I've had with people have been, let's not go back to the way we were. Let's actually take this experience of being in lockdown and let's, you know, think of how we move forward rather than moving back to how we were. Because obviously, you know, there were, the way we were was great, but, you know, there were things to be improved on as well. So what do you kind of hope we move forward?
Certainly, I'm loving the impact on the environment. I'm loving the peace. I'm loving, as a biker, that I can go riding so freely, and you know, I just am loving that. There are certainly aspects, there are certain things around slowing down, even though I don't sort of feel like I've slowed down. I mean, I think it's at Massive, again, we are receptive to other people's environments, but you know, I'm aware that I have to be very aware of my general manager, who's living in a house with her family with three young women. I'm not expecting her, I'm going, well, you know, you work when you can work, you be with your family, that's really equally important, you know, in all those ways. So that sort of weaving, if you like, of the mahi and everything else is important. So I think, and I was already on that buzz a bit this year anyhow, for my own sort of, to stop being such a workaholic, really. I think it's always tricky when you love your work, and I'll be interested to talk with everyone around that, around how can we weave in that and still get what we need to get done, but how can the balance in our lives be there? How can we achieve that restfulness, that quiet that we've sort of found, that being with our loved ones more, etc. So I'll be interested to see what people are taking from that.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.